Where we talk about the Twilight books by Stephanie Meyer. And we're your hosts. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Marzia.
I'm Jarida.
And I'm Jacinthe.
Yeah, so Jacinthe is back for another awesome guest host, because she was awesome last time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. Awesome is going to be our word of the episode.
Awesome. Okay.
Isn't it all the time? You
it's
say
true,
awesome all
is.
The time. Awesome is such a good word.
It is.
My mom hates that word, though. I have no idea why. I don't know.
No, come on. You have to be joking. That's ridiculous.
I know.
Nobody hates the word awesome.
I know, right?
Because it's awesome like that.
Exactly. Awesome is just awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's self-contained. All right. And let's go to Marzia for the news.
A few days ago, Stephanie Meyer announced that she will be posting Breaking Dawn Quotes of the Day. A new one will be posted every midnight until the release of Breaking Dawn. Up until now, 4 quotes have been released. You can read all of them on her website. Now heading over to movie news, Pop Star Magazine has some new behind-the-scenes preview of the Twilight movie. It does contain some new footage, so head over to their site and check it out. Entertainment Weekly has recently published an article on the Twilight movie and a few pictures, including one on the cover. You can view these pictures on the Entertainment Weekly and Stephanie Meyer's websites. Twilight Tuesday this week features Robert Pattinson. You can head over to the MTV blog to watch it. And last but not least, we recently got confirmation that a brand new Twilight trailer will premiere on Entertainment Tonight on the evening of July 15th. This trailer will also be released online on the same day.
Thanks, Marzia.
No problem.
Okay, so we have some pretty big points to discuss this week. Or this month, since we've been gone for a while. There was a whole bunch of movie news and pictures.
Yep. A whole bunch.
There was the little, whatchamahoozit? The visit to the set, and they talked to the werewolves, the actors playing the werewolves.
Oh, yeah!
Embry, Sam, and Jacob. The actor who's playing Sam actually talked to some, a Quileute teacher or something like that. And he was learning Quileute, like the language and customs and stuff. He's so dedicated.
That's so cool. Whoa.
I know.
Yeah, that's dedicated.
He's awesome. Okay, let's see something else big. There's just so much movie news that it's ridiculous.
And random articles.
Yeah.
Like, where do all these people come from?
I have no idea.
All these websites are just suddenly posting Twilight movie news.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one just earlier that was talking about how booksellers don't need Harry Potter to have big sales anymore. And that something about the Twilight books breaking the Deathly Hallows sales. That the Twilight books sold 8 million. And
really?
That, yeah, and that Harry Potter books sold less than 8 million in a week, which was ridiculous because... The Deathly Hallows sold 6.5 million in the first night, right?
I think so. Something ridiculous like that. It was huge. There was also a comparison of the Goblet of Fire sales, or Goblet of Fire first print run, I can't even talk, and Breaking Dawn's print run. Because Goblet of Fire had a print run of, like, what was it? It was something ridiculous, and then there was only, I think, 400,000 books of a difference between Goblet of Fire's print run, which is the fourth book in Harry Potter, for those of you who don't know, and Breaking Dawn. So that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like how they compare them. Yeah, I don't really like how they compare them, because they're completely different, and... Okay, fine. Twilight is popular, but Harry Potter's
more popular.
Even more popular. It's been popular for a long time now. And yeah, it's just not really fair to compare them. But, you know, people are going to make these comparisons and stuff, so whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on.
There was a huge interview with Taylor Lautner, who's playing Jacob.
What's he saying, you know, again? All the time.
Why does he say that a lot?
I was reading this.
There was this interview that he said, like, you know, every sentence, like, yeah.
Yeah, she's not kidding. Really, literally every sentence. Really? Sometimes two times in a sentence. Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
That's funny.
Like, if you went to the comments of Twilight Lexicon, everybody would be like, you know, you know. And it was really annoying how he was saying that all the time, because I was trying to read the interview.
There's going to be a break, or what is it, just a Twilight movie calendar.
Oh, yeah. I really want one of those.
I'm totally getting one of those.
That's just kind of random, I thought. I was like, oh, okay, calendar, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird, but I guess it's cool if you want, if you like that sort of thing.
It looks kind of cool, though. I'll probably get one.
Yeah, I'll get one, too. How about you, Jacinth?
I don't know. I'll probably get it's probably going to be hard to choose between the Half-Blood Prince calendar and Twilight calendar.
Oh my god, I know! If one of them,
I think I'll just get both. Have two calendars.
You can never have too many calendars. Come on. I have like seven of them. I'm not even kidding. It's so bad. I have a big Harry Potter calendar. Then I have one of the little day-by-day ones where you take the little papers off. Then I have another little one that I actually punched a hole in my wall to put up. It's so bad. I don't even need them. Anyway. There's going to be a little book. Two little books, actually, in November, I think it is. One is going to be background information on the movie and, like, shooting locations and stuff. And the other one is going to be some background info on the books from Stephanie Meyer, sort of like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, that's what they called it, right? The encyclopedia.
Yeah, the encyclopedia.
What'd you guys think about that?
Really? It's pretty... Well, I thought it was pretty quick coming out, but I guess if they're going to... When do they say when it's going to be released?
I think they said sometime in November.
Not at all?
Sometime in winter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's pretty fast. I mean, the book comes out, the last book comes out in August, then October, then it's November, and you've got an encyclopedia already. But then I guess, you know, once the last book is released, it doesn't really matter what's in the encyclopedia because it's finished.
Yeah.
The series is finished.
I guess so, but that was random. It just suddenly came up, an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Do you think people will be like, J.K. Rowling copied Stephanie Meyer after she publishes her Scottish book?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't reckon, because the Scottish book, as it's been nicknamed, which is the supposed, possibly released, expected, I don't know, because it's not even sure that she's going to write it yet, but it's been known for a long time, and people have wanted her to write one for a long time, in J.K. Rowling's case, whereas Stephanie Meyer, one that she's just announced that she's going to write or is coming out, then it's a bit different because, yeah, it's not the same. So I don't think, I mean, people write encyclopedias for their book series all the time. It's not like it's a new thing.
Right.
That's true. All right. There have also been Entertainment Weekly pictures and interviews. Yeah. So.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
Well, so the Entertainment Weekly released its cover, which features Christian Stewart and Robert Pattinson as Bella and Edward, and it's like a Twilight featured thing, and I have to find it. There it is, and it's got them both on the front cover. And, so what do you guys think of it? Because when I first saw it, I was just like, I don't really like this. It looks really odd.
I hate it, pretty much.
Like, yeah.
It's so blech.
I don't think Robert looks anything like Edward. I mean, we've seen pictures before, like, him on set and promo pictures, and he doesn't look like, I mean, he looks a bit, he looks slightly different, but they just look, it doesn't look like Twilight. It looks like something completely different. I mean, it's got the apple there, which is obviously
I think
Twilight,
the apple is the only thing linking it to Twilight. Because
I know even
Robert slash Edward aside, Kristen is all dolled up, and Bella's supposed to be like awkward, and she
I
is
hated
pretty.
That.
She's Ugh. Supposed to be pretty in sort of like a muted sort of way, not like Rosalie pretty. And they like made her Rosalie pretty. She's not supposed to be that beautiful.
And she looks seductive in this picture with like the red lipstick. And her pose, the way she's standing, like, what the hell? And the dress! Yeah. I'll eat my head if Bella ever wore something like that.
That'd be really difficult to do.
But she does look... But she does look very pretty, I reckon, but even so, it doesn't... That's the main thing that annoyed me about this. It doesn't look anything like, it doesn't represent the Twilight series at all, apart from the apple. And the fact that there's the two main characters.
Oh my god!
But, like...
Sorry, keep going.
No, I finished it. You can keep
I just saw the little circle thing at the top in red. I can't believe I didn't see it before because it's like bright red and it's like the hottest book since Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I know.
Think they're trying to compare it to Harry Potter just because Harry Potter sells sometimes and the newsstands want to sell stuff.
Yes, that's what they're trying to do.
What do they mean since Harry Potter? I don't get it.
Well, it means that they think that, like, Harry Potter was a very popular book, and then it's finished now. So...
Well, it's not really finished, though, is it? Like, the last book came out a year ago, and the fandom's still going. And
yeah, but not everyone knows about the fandom. Like, some people have no idea how big the fandom online is. And so the Entertainment Weekly is probably using the hottest books in Harry Potter
as a
grabber for people, because people... Yeah, like, people definitely know what Harry Potter is and who J.K. Rowling is, but they may or may not know about Twilight. So if they kind of see the Entertainment Weekly thing, and if they actually like Harry Potter or are interested in Harry Potter, but not like, they're not like mega fans, but they just still like it, they might think, oh, okay, I'll just look at this because I like Harry Potter and this could be the same, blah, 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 kind of thing. So it's really just a selling point. It's kind of annoying, though, but anyway.
Well, it's probably going to be used for a while, so we should probably suck it up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sucked. I really hate Kristen in this picture. How they did... Yeah. She doesn't look ballet at all. Stupid movie
people.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is that on the Twilight Lexicon, I think most of the comments are, like, what we're saying. They kind of don't like it. But then I've seen other comments who really, really like it and think that, okay, now these comments I'm reading actually like it. But anyway... Okay, I don't know. I don't even think, like, in terms of, like, photography, I still think it's kind of dodgy. I mean,
Robert doesn't
Bella
look good.
Bella looks alright. Yeah, Robert doesn't look good at all. Bella looks fine. Kristen looks fine. But Robert just looks awful. No offense to him.
He looks really awful. What happened to his hair?
It's difficult to make someone so gorgeous look awful. So they really messed up.
I know.
Yeah, I don't really think they should have opened his shirt like that. It just looks horrible.
Oh, yeah, it does. I was telling Jared the other day, I think this could have been on the cover of Vanity Fair. It's something that will be on the cover of Vanity Fair than on Entertainment Weekly.
Wasn't Kristen on Vanity Fair recently, too?
Yeah, she was. I was surprised.
She was there with Blake Lively, too. I like Blake Lively. She's so cool. Anyway, that was kind of random. Okay.
But yeah, just the way that Edward is wearing his shirt is kind of weird. Doesn't look
very
like
weird.
A vampire much. Yeah, I think it's just Entertainment Weekly or whoever has got to do with the, like, I don't know, photography of Entertainment Weekly.
Photo shoot?
Their interpretation of what the magazine wanted to put on there. Cover and they're in their pages. Because I don't really know much about Entertainment Weekly. I don't even know if we... I guess we do have Entertainment Weekly here, but I'm not sure if it's the same edition.
There's more news. Not done yet.
There's more news.
Stephanie is going to do the quote of the day again. Who's
yes.
excited?
Me,
pick
me.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this. Oh my god.
I'm really excited too.
It starts tomorrow, right?
Yep, really? Tomorrow. I can't wait.
Oh, awesome. Yep. I wasn't a fan last year when they did the quote of the day, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm so psyched.
Yeah, so you can... Except I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting to go look at them when they were coming out for Eclipse. I don't know why, but because they're every day, and it's just like, okay, I have to go. And because of the time difference is different, it gets a bit confusing. But yep, I'm really excited this time, because before I kind of lost track of what was coming out.
Okay,
so hopefully this time I'll be more on track. Yeah.
Hopefully. I'll email you if you forget.
Yeah.
But they're going to have all of them on the website. It's not going to be like last year. Stephanie Meyer said she's not going to have them like last year, where if you didn't go on the computer, you'll miss one.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Because, like, if you forget, especially with the time difference and the fact that there's not as much time, sort of, for me to have a look, because, like, I'm sleeping when it comes out and then I've got school, blah. Anyway, so, yeah, that's a good thing, because I always, like, would come on and then when I have time... And then I see one, and it's good, and then I come back on, and then it's the same one, or I've missed one, or something, because of the time difference. But yeah.
Well, you're in luck then, Gerida. You're in luck this time.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Just to explain a couple things for everybody who doesn't know, the quote of the day is going to start, I think it's tonight, actually, and it's going to be released at midnight. So it's your noon, Gerida, so you're in luck.
Well, not at midnight. Yay. I remember last year where it was supposed to be posted on midnight, and then it wasn't, and everybody was going crazy.
That's awful.
Well, Seth was like, I'm not going to sit on my computer and, like, post it on 12.01 a.m.
Why not? Seriously. How long does it take to write in a quote? I would do it because it would be cool, because you could stay up late. Like an excuse. Stay up late. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for Stephanie. I have to stay up.
Yeah, she posted four little rule things, or few things to keep in mind, she says, off her MySpace. One, they're going to be out of context, obviously. They're out of order from the book. Some of them are purposely misleading. And
she's not kidding. I remember last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun with last year's. We went so far. Oh, my God. And the fourth one is that she has a twisted sense of humor.
So again, she's not kidding.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. And then she says, don't go too crazy trying to make sense of them. But that's what we do best. So it'll be fun. 21 days.
21 quotes. Jinx, you owe me a pony.
Damn! I owe so many people ponies.
I know. You owe me five ponies.
I owe my friend a zillion ponies, a pony farm, and a farmer. No, a cowboy. I lied. A cowboy. That was kind of random. Okay, and there was also a spoiler policy that somebody released.
Oh, that was really interesting, and it was really long. Yeah,
I'm trying to find it, because there was a, an email. You can... email, obviously, if you find a spoiler, so they get down. Okay, found it. All right.
Hang on.
This year, they're really adamant about spoilers not being released on the internet, because a lot of people don't like spoilers. Spoilers are bad. You don't want to read them. So...
spoilers suck.
Yeah, seriously, come on. So, if you've come across a spoiler, and we'll put this on our blog or in the show notes or both... you can email bdcopyrightviolation@hbqusa.com, and somebody will...
That's
go
simple.
There. Yeah, not really a lot to remember. So somebody's going to check it out and hopefully delete it and or deal with the person posting the spoilers, because spoilers are not cool. Nobody likes to be spoiled.
No, they're not. It's pretty... not drastic, I guess, but they're taking a pretty firm stand on making sure no one gets spoiled, because they've also have asked some message boards on several fan sites will be taken down for a period of time for some reason, because they think that, because Stephanie Myers asked them to, because they think, because she thinks that it's it'll prevent people from accidentally stumbling on spoilers. And yeah, that's pretty drastic, I reckon.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
I think it's understandable, actually. Stephanie actually wrote to the Lexicon, as the release date for Breaking Dawn approaches, there is a strong possibility that something might get leaked online. And then in brackets, she says, if Harry Potter 7 couldn't be kept under wraps, what are Breaking Dawn's chances? And yeah, there were tons of spoilers for Deathly Hallows weeks before the book was released.
Some of them were fake, but some of them were real.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely understandable. And don't post spoilers, guys. That's mean. And if you want to talk to your friends about something and your friends are fine with it, keep it to emails, like they said. Don't put it in public places where everybody else can find it. That's not cool.
Yeah. With the closing down message boards on several fan sites thing, I think that's quite interesting because by closing down the message boards, it means it kind of like squashes some discussion, like the last few days of discussion that could take place. And I guess kind of it makes sense because you don't want people to get spoiled. But on the other hand, you're also like ruining the last minute
experience.
Yeah. So I don't really mind because I understand that a lot of people get really upset when they get spoiled. Personally, I don't really care that much, and I won't be going on the computer and purposely looking up Twilight stuff because just in case it gets spoiled. But even so, some people might want to do the last few days of random theorizing and stuff. So by closing them down, it's kind of I think it's like a lose-lose situation, I guess.
I agree.
You either keep it up so people can theorize to the last minute, or you close it down and stop that, but also you stop spoilers, and yeah. That was really badly worded.
No, that was good. That was good.
Because, I guess it just depends, what's more important, the fact that they can theorize to the last minute or them not being spoiled. I guess it would be not being spoiled because they've had all this time to theorize, so, the fans have had all this time to theorize, so, yeah, they'd rather not be spoiled at the last minute. So, yeah.
I know, but they could have had mods, a bunch of mods active all the time for, the last 3 days. I remember Leaky did that. If Leaky can do it, I'm pretty sure all the other websites can do it, because Leaky is really big, and their forums are really huge, so if they could keep track of everything that was posted on their website and on their forums, I think other websites can do it too.
Yeah, but it's a bit different because a lot of the fan sites aren't run, Twilight fan sites aren't run by as many people.
Yeah, Leaky has over 100 people working for them?
Yeah. Whereas, the Lexicon, I don't think there are that many. There's no way that many people. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I know there's two main people. I'm not sure how many mods they have, but it wouldn't be as many. Nowhere near as many as the Leaky Culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the only way.
It's unfortunate, but I guess it has to be done.
So, make sure you all get each other's emails and stuff before this happens, if you want to talk to each other.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, so, do we have any announcements? Vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Yep.
Yes, please.
We're 130-something, I think, or 50-something.
Great.
And we want to get back into the top 100, because we haven't been there in a while, and it's nice sitting in the top 100. They give you drinks.
And free cookies.
Exactly. Free cookies and free drinks.
Free apple juice. We can be back in kindergarten.
I like apple juice.
Anyway, that was kind of random.
I really want some apple juice.
Apple juice is so good.
That was.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Do we have any other announcements? Vote for us on Podcast Alley. I think that's it.
Email us.
So if also email us. We love emails, especially your theories about Breaking Dawn, because there's only a few days left. Well, 22 days? 21 days.
Something like that.
No, I've forgotten.
Whoa.
That. And so it's rapidly approaching. So, and because it's coming quite quick, we're going to be making a Breaking Dawn prediction show eventually. And so if anyone's got any theories, could you please email them to twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com, and we will read them out on the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Gerida.
Yay!
Okay.
You're
so
welcome.
Now that we have our email address, we're going to go to emails. So our first email comes from Jomei. Hopefully I said that right. I probably didn't, so I'm sorry in advance. he says,
no, it's right.
Excellent. I'm getting so much better at names. I'm going to be so ace by the time I get to Montreal. Okay. He says, hey, guys. Thanks for reading my other email despite its length. And it's okay that nobody else thinks vampires should have fangs. About the trailer, just wanted to say how I love the part where Bella says, how long have you been 17, at the beginning. It almost gave me chills. And how I hated the fabricated line Emmett says. And how I also hated the cheesy effect of Edward flying with Bella on his back at the end. Apart from that, I quite loved it. Well, we agree, Jermaine. Actually, we quite agree with you. And for
except the how long have you been 17 part. I really hated
yeah,
that
me
part.
Too.
Why do you like it, Jeremy? Jeez.
Okay, anyway.
And he continues and he says, and for the cover, well, I thought it could mean a fight between Jacob and Edward, or something like an ultimate fight between Edward, a simple pawn, and the Volturi, royalty. Our friend Roxanne told me that she thought the White Queen represented Bella, and the Red Pawn had something to do with Volturi. Maybe Jane, you know, since she's so small and seems inoffensive, but is immensely powerful. And that the chessboard meant that there would be a kind of war, battle, or fight, on which I agree. It's weird because it's the fight.
Yeah, I like both of those
series.
Me
too.
Nothing, nothing, go on. Sorry, I thought I was done.
Yeah. It's weird because it's... Oh, let me start over. That was bad. It's weird because it's kind of the first of the Twilight series. Okay, I just can't read. Oh my god, my eyes are killing me. Okay, sorry. It's weird because it's kind of the first of the Twilight series cover that allows us to speculate on something. We couldn't really speculate on the Twilight cover because we knew nothing of the story, and the flower and the ribbon of New Moon and Eclipse were symbols, but nothing as meaningful as this. And then he says, Jeremy. So what do you guys think?
I like both of those.
Yeah. I think his cover theory, it's what we talked a bit about that as well. And it could mean that it represents a battle between the Volturi and the other vampires. Yeah, Edward. I think I like his idea. I thought it could mean a fight between Jacob and Edward because I don't remember exactly, but I don't think we talked about that theory that much. That Jacob could be the pawn and Edward could be the queen.
Yeah, I think we just kind of skimmed
but,
over
it. Yeah, I think so. But for some reason, I'm kind of inclined to not think that the pawn means werewolf because I don't know. But I just think having Edward and Jacob on the cover, even if they're only symbolically represented, kind of like skips out like what a major bit that Bella is to do with the story, like her the book should be about Bella, so therefore shouldn't she be on the cover in some sort of way? Whereas if Jacob and Edward were just meant the pawn and the queen, where was Bella in all this? Apart from the fact that they're fighting over Bella, but like that's not really that important to me. I could be completely wrong and other people could have other ideas, but I personally think that Breaking Dawn is going to be mostly about Bella's transformation into a vampire and the journey she takes to that point. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they're past that point. Like, Jacob and Edward, I think they're past fighting now.
Yeah.
Because if it were that, it would be too much like Eclipse. I think they're past that now. And the Edward and Jacob fight isn't as important as it was in Eclipse.
Yeah.
And also, the queen is, well, a queen. So, how can it represent, like, two guys? I mean, when they put the king instead?
Well, the thing is that the queen is the most powerful piece, but on the chessboard.
Yeah.
But, But that is true, though.
Maybe Edward had a sex change.
That would be the worst ending ever. Oh, my God.
That would
God.
Be so random. It'd be like, oh, hi, Bella. Sorry, I can't get married anymore. I'm having a sex change.
I realize.
And, yeah. Like,
poor Bella.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That'd be worse than Jasper dying.
Okay, so should we get on to the next email? Hi, Twilight Talk. I'm Rachel. I had a couple of theories on the Breaking Dawn cover. First of all, I thought that the Queen represented the Volturi coming before Bella was changed and hunting her down, and Bella was the little red pawn. I also liked the theory that you talked about, how they both represented Bella before and after she was changed. I really hope that Stephanie put in some of Bella's experiences when she turns into a vampire. Why I want to know this is I want to know what Bella's special trait will be. What are your theories on that? I think it might be something like she is really graceful because she is so clumsy while she is human, but that doesn't make much sense because although it may be one of her strongest human traits, it is one of her worst. So it would be the completely opposite. I also think that it would be cool if you talked about specific characters and their traits, such as Edward and how he believes he doesn't have a soul. Do you think his reasoning is justified? I don't believe he does have a soul because Bella is kind of his soul. Maybe this has been one of the reasons that he hasn't wanted to change Bella. I don't know, but it would be great if I could get some other opinions on this. Thanks, Twilight Talk. Your show is fantabulous. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you,
Bella. Thank Edward you.
Sorry, what was that? I completely missed what Aunt just said.
Yeah.
Bella is Edward's Horcrux.
Well,
Edward's secretly evil.
Yeah,
he's like crazy.
Yeah, he's in league with Voldemort.
I think we've already talked about what Bella's special trait would be, and I think we kind of came up with the fact that we couldn't really decide. But I like how she has how Rachel's thought about how she might be really graceful because she's so clumsy, which is kind of the opposite, but it might, I don't know, maybe it could be the opposite. But then, Aunt Van...
Wouldn't it be really funny if it turned out that she was super clumsy when she turned into a vampire?
That'd be crazy.
But it wouldn't really make any sense, since vampires are graceful
no,
anyway.
No, it wouldn't.
And that's probably why she wouldn't be really graceful when she's
I was going to say, can you really be super...
a vampire? Because they're already... They're already graceful, so... I don't know, could you be super graceful? I don't know.
Super graceful.
Yeah. It's like, that's Bella. She's more graceful than all of us.
Yeah, she can stand on her toes, maybe, and not fall.
Yeah, maybe.
Stand on her big toe and not fall.
And then she asked about if we could talk about, specific characters and their traits, and such as Edward, which is an interesting...
ironic,
well,
she brings that up.
Because we do have a discussion prepared for Edward, but yeah, we were saying...
Oh, yeah, about that.
But we were saying that for a special episode, special episode with two guest hosts that we're going to have, but...
That will happen someday,
yeah, that
eventually.
Will happen someday. And it's a really killer discussion. I know it because I wrote it, and it's really good, and I keep adding bits to it, but yeah. Yeah, we will.
Well, somebody's a little humble.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
It will be really good when we finally get around to it, but because Breaking Dawn is coming up, we'll probably be focusing more on predictions for Breaking Dawn rather than character discussions, but we will get back to talking about specific characters after Breaking Dawn has released and we've talked about that. Any other opinions or, like, there is any other questions?
Nope. So we're going to talk about the Edward part when we have two special guests on our show.
Although I do want to say right now that I do think that I like her idea that she thinks that he doesn't have a soul because Bella is kind of his soul. But it really, with the whole thing about him having a soul and not having a soul, I think it depends on what your personal beliefs of what
a soul
is.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, like what you think... your person, like, because when you read the book,
what your definition of a soul is.
Because when you read the book, it doesn't really give you that definition, so you kind of have to make that up for yourself. So depending on your religious beliefs, maybe, or just how you think, it just depends what you think a soul is and stuff. But I do like that idea. But still, it's probably better if we made that a main discussion, so we could go into more detail about that.
So, our next email comes from Gwen. She says, "Hi, I'm writing to see if you have the answer to this question. I was wondering if you knew the name of the winner of the official cover designer for Breaking Dawn. And what do you think made it win over other covers? Because I saw many nice ones as well as that one. Like, how could they choose? Thanks."
There was a contest?
I don't think so. There was no contest. I think Gwen just read wrong information or something.
Okay.
Because there was no contest for the Breaking Dawn cover.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I was kind of confused when I read this. I was like, what?
Yeah. So, yeah, don't believe everything you read. There was no... there was no contest for the Breaking Dawn cover. Do we know who drew that or who made that? Or I don't think it's a drawing. Yeah, it's a picture.
Yeah. It looked...
Do we know who did that?
No, I don't think so. So, I think that's all for emails. Because we're running a bit late now. So, our main discussion, a bit late, but it's going to be about The Host. The other book.
Yay! Yeah, I love The Host.
Related book by Stephanie Meyer. What was that?
We probably should talk about, like, spoilers. Oh, yes. Spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning.
Right.
If you're going to read The Host but don't want to know what happens. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Go.
Spoiler warning.
Okay.
I said spoiler warning like 3 times. Okay.
Okay, we're good. All right. Okay. So, we really don't have anything prepared for this discussion.
Well, why don't we talk about what we think about the book, like just generally, and then we'll go into details.
Fair enough. Who wants to go first?
Okay, so who's going to go first? How about we do it in the order of the names thing?
Okay. I guess I'll go first then. I really liked it. It was really good. At the beginning, in the first 100 or 200 pages, while she's just kind of sitting there talking to Jeb when she finally gets to that place, it was kind of boring.
Jeb!
Yeah, I love Jeb. He's pretty cool. But it was kind of boring. But then it picked up when she started actually talking to people. Namely, Ian. I love Ian. We'll get to Ian later. We're all in love with Ian.
He's mine, okay?
No. Shut up. I'll beat you for him.
What?
I'll fight you for him.
He's mine. I pwn you any day.
That's ridiculous. I'll fight you later. Battle of Dawn.
Okay.
Then, yeah, it got interesting after that. After she started talking to people and stuff. And it was really, really good. And it was kind of sad at the end, but really happy, too. And then it was such a cliffhanger! Oh, my God. I liked her relationship with the brother. What was his name? Jamie.
Jamie.
That was cute. I loved how he started to trust her and stuff. That was adorable.
Yeah, that was really cute. And he was so, he was so unassuming, where everyone else was just you're evil kind of thing. He'd be like, no, she's nice, kind of thing.
Yeah, and he could actually tell the two of them apart, Wanda and Melanie. That's the other one's name.
Melanie.
So who's next?
Well, I loved it. I really loved it. I think I loved it as much as I loved Twilight. And, well, I really liked the beginning, too. I actually liked the parts in the desert where it was only Melanie and Wanda. I liked the conversations between them. How at first, they were both trying to annoy each other, but as time passed, Melanie just sort of gave up, but then started showing Wanda visions and trying to make her fall in love with Jared, so she'd go save him. I really like that. And then how they become closer and friends. And then how Jeb found her. I love Jeb. Jeb is awesome. Lindsay, you can have Jeb.
I'll have Ian, okay? I love Jeb, and I was like, oh my god, don't even say it. And then you said it. I'm like, oh, I'm so gonna...
Come on, Jeb is awesome.
No way.
You can... Why?
Because I love Ian.
He cares me.
And he, Jeb's...
Well, you should love Jeb. I love Ian. Yeah,
Jeb is old. Come on. Like, arguing him. Well, there
you go. But yeah, and I really love that... like you said, when she started talking about, when she started talking to Ian, and then I want more. I want sequels. I really want sequels. And Stephanie Meyer should not kill characters off.
Oh,
she can write sequels without killing people off, because killing people off is not cool.
No, it's not.
That's not true.
I guess so. Yeah, it'll be too
otherwise,
fake
it'll be, like,
if no one died.
And, like, and you'll know what happens at the end. Well, it doesn't matter what happens in the middle because we know what happens in the end. They're all alive at the end. So yeah, there's no.
I
suspense.
Guess so, but it's like I don't want Jared to die or Ian to die or anyone to die.
She hasn't even said she's gonna write a sequel, so right?
Yeah, so, she said maybe.
Maybe.
Although
maybe.
She has names for the rest of the trilogy if she writes it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's the host, the seeker,
and the soul.
Or is the seeker the last, the soul, right?
I think the seeker's second, and then the soul.
Why the seeker? Is it going to talk about the seeker?
I really hope not. That'd be
I don't
awful.
Get it. That will be awful.
Sorry.
Am I the only one who imagined her as the little lady in The Incredibles, the one that made all the costumes and stuff?
The little short one. I know her name.
Yeah.
Wait, what's her name?
I don't know what her
really
name is.
It's a short name.
Am I the only person
yeah, but
who
that lady.
Seen that?
You haven't watched The Incredibles?
No.
It's really funny.
Lindsay gasp. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Why am I talking to you?
Because I'm
no,
awesome.
No. Well,
exactly.
If you haven't
arrogant.
Watched The Incredibles.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Right you away. Have to watch it.
Right away.
Yes, now. Right now.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Well, so, anyway. Jada, what did you think?
I thought it was really good, actually. I liked it. Except, I think it got boring in the middle because they weren't really doing anything. And you're kind of waiting for things to happen, but it didn't happen. But when it did happen, like, the end was really, like, the end was really, I couldn't put the end down. But, like, in the middle, kind of, I was kind of like, yeah, well, they're in the thing. They're just doing this. Is anything going to happen? Kind of thing. So, yeah. Also, I don't know about me, but maybe I'm just kind of twisted, but I kind of was annoyed at the ending. I wanted her to die.
What? Jada, you're
not
terrible.
Not because I didn't like her, it's just that for some reason I had this weird, like, obsession that she had to die because it wouldn't make... Because it's pretty obvious when you're reading the book that there's two choices for her. Like, there's only, like, two ways the books can end. One way is that, like, because... Obviously, there's only one body, but there's two souls, as it were, trying to fight for that body. And either Melanie disappears or Wanda disappears. So one of the two has to happen. And in the end, both of them end up having bodies. And that's happy and, yeah, everything can carry on as normal. But I was just kind of disappointed that didn't happen, that one of them didn't die.
But I think the important thing was that Wanda did make the choice to die and give Melanie her body
that
back.
That was cool. I thought that was really good. And the way that the book is, like, structured, it has, like, the blank pages in between the end of where she kind of dies and then when she comes back to life.
Is that, like,
did
the
reinsertion the blank pages?
Part?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was crying so hard.
It's
like, those pages are all blotted because I was crying.
Because it's like, hang on, I'll have a look. I've got my book here, so...
My book's with my friend. I miss my book. I want my book back.
I miss my Twilight book. Okay, so it kind of like... And then there's like the last line, which is on page 592. And then it's like at the bottom of that page. And then there's like a blank page in the next page. And then you turn the page and it's blank. And then you turn another page and it's blank. And then there's a chapter 59 after four blank pages? Yeah, four blank pages. Which I thought was really cool. Just a little random thing.
Those reminded me of the pages in New Moon.
Those were so sad.
I know.
Oh my god. That book is so depressing. Until we meet Jacob, but we won't go there.
No. But so I think that the book could have been shortened, personally. Like, edited a little bit, but other than that, I really liked it.
I agree. What did you think, Chosain?
Okay.
Well, at the beginning I was very lost because I had no idea what was the point of view, because it always says like it's a in the first person, so you don't really know who's talking. And like with the excerpt that we had on online,
right? I know what you're talking
about. I thought it was Melanie, and then it wasn't her, so it was really weird because I was so confused. But maybe it's just because it was in English.
No, I think I was a bit confused as well at the beginning. But yeah.
Yeah. But it was great because I wanted to read more because I wanted to understand.
Yeah, I wanted to find out.
But after that, when I understood who was who, yeah, like you said, got a little boring when she's in her hole.
Yeah.
Maybe I just like boring parts then.
I think it's just because you're in love with Jeb, Marzia. You should have Jeb and I'll have
what?
Ian.
No. No. Jeb is yours. You'll break his heart, Lindsay.
No, I refuse to take Jeb.
No, he's yours. You have to take him.
I couldn't.
You don't have a choice.
He's in love with you.
It's a must. No, it's a must. He's with you.
I don't believe you.
Crazy.
I think you're lying to me. You have ulterior motives, Marzia.
Well, no. But you, no, he's yours. Ian is mine. And Doc is Brit's.
Yeah. Yeah, she does love him.
Yep. Jared and Jess saying you can have all the other random people you want.
I'll have Jamie, except I think he might be younger than me. I don't know. But he was not that younger than me.
Yeah, I think he's younger. Yeah, 13, right? 13 or 14?
No, he's like 14. But then I think he gets older because there's like a whole year span. So it depends. I don't know.
Nobody's even claimed Jared yet.
I like him, but he's kind of
Jared?
A bit funny. Well, because he's a bit like...
I think he's a jerk.
I like Jared. I like Jared.
I like
Ian more.
I don't like him. I liked him at the beginning, and then he kind of got annoying. But I can understand where he's coming from, because he really loved Melanie, and having Melanie's body there, but not actually having Melanie, was kind of really odd for him. And he couldn't really understand that. But yeah.
Awkward.
I know, but... He was so violent.
Sorry.
And, I don't know. I didn't like him.
I really like something Brits pointed out to me one day. She said that Kyle treated Sunny better than Jarrett treated Wanda. And then that's really true. But then you gotta really understand where Jarrett is coming from, because Kyle had already seen Wanda and that he knew that she was okay. So he didn't have the same attitude towards Sunny, while when Jared saw Wanda first, and when Wanda came first, nobody knew that she was good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not his fault.
And also, Sunny's character, it was a bit different to Wanda's character. And also, because Kyle had gotten used to Wanda, well, sort of, he was probably more willing to accept the fact that Sunny was
his
Sunny. But, like, perhaps if she'd come first and Wanda had come later, it would have been different. But then, also, Sunny, as I said, is a bit different to Wanda.
And it's also different because
personality.
Kyle loves Sunny and Wanda.
Yeah.
So he would probably feel more adverse to hurting Sunny, even if she had come first, than Wanda, because he doesn't love Wanda.
Yeah, true.
I really like Kyle and Sunny. They're so adorable.
It's kind of sad, though, because you don't know that. It's the Sunny that Kyle knows. Well, hang on, it's confusing. Because their soul is the one that Kyle doesn't love, but he still wants the human Sunny back, kind of thing. So, how is that going to end, really? It's like, well, you're going to lose the soul eventually.
Maybe Kyle's going to die.
Human back. Maybe Kyle.
No, then I like Kyle.
Then the problems will be solved. I don't like Kyle. Yeah. He was a jerk.
He was really freaky at the beginning,
but
I started liking
him. He totally tried to kill Wanda. He tried to throw her in a hot
spring. I know, that was really freaky. He was like, really knock, knock, and I was like, ugh. That was so scary.
Seriously.
But, yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of obsession for killing. That was weird, but yeah. They all like to kill each other, apparently. Anyway, but I guess you have to do that when you're endangered.
Yeah. So, I was reminded of something when Marzia was saying earlier about something about Twilight. There was a lot of Twilight host comparisons, connections, whatever you want to call them. Reading the host. Did you guys pick up on those?
Yeah.
Sort of Twilight vibes.
I think the biggest one was just Wanda and Bella, because they're so alike in some ways.
Like, they're both sort of introverted until they meet the person they love, and then they sort of, like, get out more adventurous, I guess. And they're both really self-sacrificing, especially, like, in Twilight, Bella's, well, obviously self-sacrificing. And then the host, especially when, like, Kyle tries to kill her, and then she doesn't even speak up and say, yeah, he tried to kill me, and said she's like, no, it was an accident, or whatever she said. They're both really self-sacrificing. But I was wondering, do you think you guys would have noticed the comparisons if you didn't know the host was written by Stephanie Meyer?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Maybe just a bit, but not, like, so much that you'd say, oh, this is exactly like Twilight or something. Not exactly,
well,
but...
I don't think I would have, because... Yeah. Because when I you mean, know I saw the comparisons, but they're not, like... Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, because I saw the comparisons, but maybe that's because I was looking out for them. Like, if you didn't actually know that the books were connected, then maybe you wouldn't.
Because when you know it's by the same author, it's kind of, like, in the back of your mind all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there would still be comparisons, just that we wouldn't notice it if we didn't know it was written by Stephanie Meyer.
Yeah. They were pretty interesting, though.
So, do you think that the host is as good as Twilight, or...
I think so.
I definitely like Twilight better. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I love them both the same.
I think the host is like a bit like the three or near almost four Twilight books, because I didn't really like New Moon. New Moon is like the boring part of the host for me.
Good analogy.
And so. Like, Eclipse is the good part, and Twilight too. But I wasn't really confused when I read Twilight.
That's a good point, though, because the three Twilight books have, I think, the same time span as the host. Possibly.
I think it's a bit more... I think the three Twilight books are... A bit more than a year.
How long was the host? I thought the host was a year.
Was about... Well, I think it was like about...
Year, I thought
11 months, 10 months. So I think the Twilight books were a bit longer.
Yeah, okay. I thought the host was longer.
Because Bella turns from 17 to 19, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also Breaking Dawn.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not 19 yet, is she? Is she?
Wow.
No, she's not.
Not yet.
Because it starts off in, like,
early... Yeah, she's not yet, because she says she doesn't want to turn 19.
Yeah, because Twilight starts in January, and then Eclipse ends in June of the next year. So that's a year and a half. I thought the host was longer. My bad. Ignore what I just said.
Okay.
So does anybody have anything else about the host you want to talk about?
How about we do favorite parts? What was your, like, favorite part?
Me?
Yeah, okay. I think we should just go around the table. and say which part was your favorite part.
Because we're all sitting at a table right now. I can see Marzia across the table from me.
Well, I know I'm sitting...
I'm waving at Marzia, though. Hi, Marzia. I'm waving at you. Okay. Favorite part. I definitely like the part where Melanie / Wanda and Ian were playing soccer. That was really adorable. I really like that part. And the part... I can't remember if there were two separate parts or if I'm just sort of blurring them together in my mind. But one of the parts where Wanda and Ian were in Ian's room together and they were just talking and Ian kept asking Wanda whether or not it felt good or bad, and she was like, well, you're not hurting me, and Melody's like, oh my god, it's like talking to a child. I just thought that was hilarious. So I like those two parts. Those are my favorite parts.
I think my favorite part was the part where they were trying to get Jody back, and Wanda was telling Kyle how to talk to her, and they were all around her bed. And then Kyle and Ian were just talking, and Wanda was thinking how much she wanted to be in Jody's place right now. And she was like, if I were her, I'd be already smiling. And I thought that was really sad and really nice at the same time. And
so
I liked how
sweet.
Kyle and Ian were teasing each other. That was really funny and sad and sweet. And yeah.
Yeah. That part was good. Gerida?
I agree with Lindsay. I really like the bit where they're playing soccer. Oh, wait. Well, I really actually liked all the soccer scenes because it was so normal. And there was not much normal stuff in the book because obviously the human, because it was set on Earth, but the human race was under attack by these creatures. So I like that bit. And I also like the end where they're doing, like all the bits where they're doing the, when they've worked out how to take out the souls, but nicely, like not nicely, but not without hurting them. That was good.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Because like...
The way, yeah.
Because it just seemed like a triumph for all the characters involved, including the humans and including the souls. And yeah, it was just good. Except the thing was that was really sad was how they couldn't get, like some of the humans wouldn't wake up because they just disappeared. That was sad. But apart from that, that was good. Yeah.
You all picked my favorite part. Okay, I liked when at the end, like when they I don't know how to say it, when they take Sunny out of the body and they put it in the is it cryo tank?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know the okay. So and I think Kyle just hugs the cryo tank. While he's waiting for like Jody to wake up. I don't know, I don't really remember that part, but I really liked it.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Because it was like the first time he was showing any affection for somebody, and it was a soul.
Aww,
so it
yeah.
was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And I also liked when Melanie was gone. And then Wanda wants to get her back, and she Jared kisses her to get Melanie back.
I love that part.
Yeah, I love that part.
That was...
And then Melanie just suddenly comes back.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was definitely an awesome part.
The whole book was awesome. Yep, so oh, we promised Becky would read what she thought of the book.
Okay, so Becky okay, so unfortunately has a headache and it's like 2 in the morning, almost 2:30 her time. So we promised we'd relay a message from her. She says she thought the host was good, a bit too blah, 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 blah. I can't even talk. This is so bad. A bit too depressing at points, but a nice happy ending, and she definitely wants a sequel. So speaking of sequels, what did you guys think of the huge cliffhanger at the end? with them meeting, like, the other pack of humans.
I want more. That's really, that's the only reason I really want more. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was cool. I like that bit.
With that other souls.
I like how they're like, it's okay, we can explain, and then they're just like, yeah, we've got one too. That was funny. It's like, wow. That was funny, but yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll ever get the Earth back. I don't think they will, because unless the souls decide to leave themselves, I don't think there's a way they're ever going to get it back.
Which is kind of sad, because I think it's kind of funny, because when you think about the souls as an alien form and stuff, they're kind of mean, just going and stealing all these planets from all their people. Especially, I guess the humans is different, because they always go on about how the humans were harder to take over than some of the species that they had. But, like, yeah. I don't know, I just find the host mean. Well, didn't make any sense.
The army, it's really ironic, because they really hate violence. Yeah, but on the other hand, they just go and steal people's bodies and planets.
They steal everyone's lives, and they just kind of, So obviously, maybe the book's trying to say that there are other types of, bad things that don't just incorporate violence. Like, the humans may be violent, but at least they're not destroying a whole race of people. Like, the souls are, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it talks a lot about genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Like the souls are doing that because they want the Earth to be a better place, but at the same time they're killing everybody. So it's kind of the same thing that's happening in some of the countries. Like the people are killing mass amount of people just because they think they don't deserve to live because of what they are.
Yeah, they don't deserve to make their own decisions.
Yeah, that's actually really good. I didn't think about that before, but that makes perfect sense, really.
It does.
And any final thoughts?
No.
No.
Okay, so is that it then? Are we done? Gonna wrap up now? So, some contact information. If you want to email us, you can email twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. We have a MySpace page. Yes, please
email us.
We love emails. They're so much fun.
We'll read. Yeah, we'll read them. Just not all the same show, but we will read them eventually.
Yeah.
All of
we'll
them.
We'll do some...
Just spam.
Anyway, we have a MySpace, myspace.com/twilighttalk. We have a WordPress, twilighttalk.com, or .wordpress.com. I'll do that again. twilighttalk.wordpress.com. Brit's thing was a Facebook group, right?
Live journal.
But Megan made the Facebook.
Okay. So there's livejournal.com/twilight_talk. And I don't know the link to the Facebook group.
You'll find it on
number.
You'll find it on our WordPress blog, twilighttalk.wordpress.com. There'll be a link right there. But please join up, because we don't have that many. We have quite a few members, but we would like some more. And,
And lastly, please vote for us at Podcast Alley, because we're like 150th, and we kind of want to get up there. And also...
I want to be number one.
That would be awesome. Just create a whole bunch of emails, like we've said before. Just create a zillion different emails and vote for us on every single email. They're all free. Hotmail, Gmail, they're all free. You can just create emails, vote for us. We'd love you forever. It'd be awesome. And don't forget...
We'll give you a shout-out if you vote for us more than 10 times.
And verify that you've done it somehow. And then we'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, leave comments. Just comments so we can see your comments.
Yeah.
And don't forget to send us Breaking Dawn predictions.
No, I'm kidding. People, don't go making emails, okay?
Because
that's
wasn't
just
kidding.
Not cool.
I was being completely serious.
Well, you can ignore Lindsay
then. Listen to Marzio, because she has better sense than I do. And yeah. Don't forget to send in Breaking Dawn predictions, because we want to do a Breaking Dawn prediction show. And it'd be awesome to have your guys' opinions on Breaking Dawn and the cover and predictions and everything. So send those in.
Yeah, and make make sure you send them before Breaking Dawn comes out.
We're hoping
that's the whole point of a Breaking Dawn prediction show.
I think it's the week before Breaking Dawn, the weekend before Breaking Dawn. So send those emails. Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't say those spoilers. No. We don't like spoilers.
That'd be awful. You'll incur my wrath. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye. Confetti. Yeah. Bye.
See you.
Bye. Talk randomly while we wait for Jared to come back. So, when I saw this email, I was really confused. And I really wanted to just scream out, "What the February?" Because I was watching Ellen the other day, and it was just reruns because she doesn't do shows in the summer. And so, I was watching it. It was one of her February episodes, and she's like, "We're going to freak your freak. Like, we're going to freak and freak your freak. You're going to want to go, what the February?" And then everybody's going to start saying that. And you're going to walk around, and when somebody freaks somebody out, they're going to go, "What the February?" It was so funny. Oh my God. I love Ellen.
We're cutting this part out.
And vote for us on podcast.
Jinx, you only have a pony.
Oh my God. I only, what is it now? Six ponies
what?
Now? Oh my God.
Yeah, six ponies. And I owe you two, so you owe me four ponies.
Fine.
That's pretty funny.
I'll buy you six My Little Ponies, and I'll send them in your Deathly Hallows package.
Yeah, I'll buy you two. And
cool.
Send it to you. Yeah.
So that's settled.
Yeah.
Shake on it from, like, across the world. Virtual handshake. Yeah.
Virtual shake.
We're losers.
Wait, I think Skype has that.
Oh my God! They do.
Okay,
find it.
Yay!
Where is it? Oh my! Oh, found it.
Ah, you guys are funny. They're virtually handshaking. Yay!
We're so cool. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're uber cool.
Yeah, I think that's actually it now. So.
Yeah. No, you have to actually you probably should say vote for us on podcast LA properly because.
Yeah.
Yelled that.
Okay.